Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Just Spike and Fritz. Ike off today. We'll return tomorrow as we're at Chickies and Pete's tomorrow.
Nice. Yeah. And we unveil. So
we'll unveil, the 3-2-1 on the top 11.
So we're going to unveil 3-2-1. There's also the voting for the top 11 WIP personalities.
Yes, which you can still vote, 94WIP.com/top11.
Are we going to unveil that tomorrow, or are we saving that for Monday?
We have so much to unveil tomorrow. Maybe we save it for Monday.
I know, but I'm also dying to know.
You just want to know that you're higher than me.
Well, when I'm higher than you, and I want to see how high.
See.
That's the key. By the way, I can report, Jolly's already here.
No, of course.
Yeah, he's talking to Morgan Stein back there.
Yeah, Jolly will be with us at 4 to unveil his list. He didn't even submit his list to me, so I don't know his list.
Jolly has been teasing his top 11 list for what feels like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Which is a total pro move.
Yep.
Not ripping.
No.
But it's a lot of teasing.
Yeah. The only two non-show members who have held their list for the show are Elliot and Jolly.
Yep. I mean, he teases almost as much as Buzz.
Yes, he does.
For his little Saturday night overnight show.
Jolly's a goat. Buzz is not.
Yeah.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at Mark's-Jewelers.com. Who's worse, Fritz or Spike? I'm sure you've looked at the results so far.
Yeah.
Yeah.
83% saying you.
78.9%.
Damn. Did they listen to that last rant?
Well, I'm going to retweet it, maybe get a couple of more.
Get the Ricky people in there?
Yeah. Just like Fritz is way worse than I am.
Way worse. Frank, how would you vote on that poll?
Don't you remember when he tried to trade AJ Brown for Patrick Surtain?
Yep.
Do you remember that?
Yeah. Yeah. And then you got him to call in by saying that you pay his bills.
Yes, that is exactly what I said. Definitely wasn't taken out of context at all. 215-592-9494. Get to the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report right after we talk to Frank in Sewell. Frank, you're on WIP.
Hey, guys. How are you?
What's up, Frank?
Not much. So, a couple things. About Jalen, like, everyone's dying to say, you know, the quarterback's elite. You know what I mean? Like, you know, ever since Brady, you know, had a dynasty, you know, he's a GOAT, and, you know, back to the Montana days, you know what I mean? Everyone's dying to have their quarterback in that phrase, you know, oh, our quarterback's the best. So that's why they're not happy with the Super Bowl. This guy's not elite. If you take the push away, you probably take two or three losses off the board, maybe. And, you know, there's no reason. And I looked up the stats. This guy's the first guy. They had the 29th ranked passing offense. With these receivers in this line, that's embarrassing. So, I mean, picture like guys like, I mean, I looked it up. There's no one else in 29 with a 2,000 yard back in the history of football and an 1,800 yard back. I looked them all up. This offense was the worst. Like, you know, the Cowboys in 92 were like seventh, and like the 89 Niners were like first. Like, you know, you could do both. You know, this guy don't do both. You know, he's a game manager, and yeah, he gets it done. But they got a great team. I mean, all year it's Howie before the season. Howie put a team together, and then they got the best running back in football by far this year.
Mm-hmm.
And then the number one defense, and all of a sudden, because he plays good in the last two games, and you know, just, you know, whatever. Yeah, I'll give him that. But like,
of course,
he's not elite because of that. I mean, listen, Randall Cunningham's my favorite quarterback ever, and he don't get his props every time the public. You know, Randall Cunningham played with the worst offensive line of football, the worst. He played in the best NFC. They had four or five Super Bowl champions. When he came out of retirement, he put up numbers that this guy could never touch out of retirement in Minnesota.
Well, and by the way, Frank, the point being, I agree with a lot of what you said. Point being, we won the Super Bowl, and it was good enough. And I am happy with good enough, and I'm happy going into next year with people thinking that he will pass better, and they will be a great offense. And maybe it'll happen. And if it happens, I am happy that it happens, and I will be wrong and whatever. But as of now, I just sort of am where I am, and I agree with you. It is what it is.
And, you know, when they get down to the goal line, if they're the two or three, all they're thinking of is the push. There's no, let's give A.J. Brown a slant because he's not good at it. That's just not his game. I mean.
And it's fine. He's good at other stuff. It's whatever. Yeah. I agree with you, Frank.
But you're right. They won the Super Bowl, but everyone wants to push, elite on you. He's not. I mean, 2 years ago, they had him. ESPN or NFL.com had him at 28th ranked going into the season. Then he had an okay year. But then, he's not elite. He's a great manager, and he's a really great runner. So,
He plays winning football.
And Frank, thank you for the call. He plays well in big games. He is not bothered by the Philadelphia media. He seems unflappable in that way. There are a million... maybe not a million, there are a bunch of great qualities about him. I do not think the qualities add up to elite level or whatever, but again, not every team that has won the Super Bowl has had an elite quarterback. There are plenty of teams that have not, and I think we are one of them, but I'd rather be a team that wins the Super Bowl without an elite quarterback than a team that doesn't win the Super Bowl with one. Right? I mean, end of the day...
You take the Super Bowl.
I would take the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I would take the Super Bowl. I would take the awesome team with the good quarterback over the awesome quarterback with the good team. You know?
Hmm?
End of the day, that's what I would take. All right. We'll get to the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report right after I tell you about something that you need to improve. You need to improve your old drafty windows and doors.
Always.
Everyone's sick of it. Your family's sick of it. You're sick of it. You know deep down you are. You know you're sick of it when the energy bill comes, especially during the summer every month, and it skyrockets during these months because it gets hot outside and those old drafty windows can't keep the heat out. And Gaida is going to solve that problem for you and make you feel better about it because it's going to be even cheaper. The summer sales event, I don't know if you heard, 40% off is a lot.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost half. Almost half off, 40% off. You're going to get
good math by you.
Well, come on, man. I'm a math man. I graduated college.
And we round up.
Yep. Yes. It's basically 50.
Yep.
40% off is a huge number. Every window, every door you're going to get at Gaida right now until July 31st. And not just that. You start this big old project of yours with no money down, go in there with your pockets completely empty. It's cool. And interest-free financing for up to 18 months. So you're going to get expertly installed windows and doors. You're going to save 40%. You're going to do it with no money down, and you're going to get interest-free financing for up to 18 months, only until July 31st. Call them. 877-GO-GUIDA. Get all the details and your no-obligation free in-home estimate, or go to goguida.com. That's goguida.com. All right, let's talk about our baseball team.
It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. Tell Jackie Baseball.
Finally, we are talking real ball.
Oh, boy.
Real baseball. So, first, me and Seltzer, who will be joining the show at 4:30 today.
Yes.
Are going to be at Ladder 15 here in the city tonight for a little High Hopes watch party.
Ooh, I got to come to one of those sometime.
Yeah,
come on over,
pal.
Well, is this one of these things where you don't want me to come over? Because Jackie likes the attention. I'm not coming tonight.
Well, first off, I mean, come on. You're not taking attention off of me.
No, probably not. Not the High Hopes event, that's for sure.
Right. Yeah. So, looking forward to that. Okay. The Phils go for a nice little taking 3 of 4.
Would be happy with 3 of 4. Yep. I don't want a split in Miami. I want 3 of 4.
But we live with the split, as always.
No, we do not. We take 3 of 4.
Eddie Cabrera's kind of nasty.
Nah, see, there it is. You're already setting us up for a loss.
Take the under. So, okay. Looking forward to being at Ladder 15. Seltzer promised he's going... He's going to be in full seltzer mode because he's not working tomorrow.
Oh, does that mean he's staying to the end of the game, too?
Yeah, he's staying to the end of the game.
Okay.
I don't think he's going to be dancing, you know, like at weddings when he gets in full seltzer mode.
Oh, does he dance?
Well, come on. He's the first one on the dance floor. Ah, he stays there all night, it seems like.
Okay, I didn't know that.
We talked about it at Elliot's wedding.
Did we?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't remember.
You don't remember anything.
Nah, I'm old.
He's out of control at weddings.
Oh, well, there's alcohol at weddings, so that's, you know, James, you get a couple in, James. It's a different kind of James.
Yeah, well, I would say that it's an enhanced version
of
James.
Yes.
So Ladder 15 tonight, come hang out and we'll watch Phil's Marlins as they go to take 3 or 4. Chris Sanchez on the mound.
Oh, there you go.
Sanchez's been like, the last couple outings, I think we talked after Toronto how it hasn't looked right for him.
Mm-hmm.
It's starting to slowly look closer to Chris Sanchez of last year. He's pitching more in the 6th, 7th, not being out in the 5th inning and getting on those like Sanchez-type roles.
Yep. It always happens during one of the good games of his. There's like 2-3 innings in there where he gets guys out without a ton of pitches, too. You know what I mean? A lot of ground balls mm-hmm. with Sanchez. So looking forward to watching Sanchez pitch.
For sure. Now, speaking of another lefty, are we sure we want Ranger Suarez just walk out of the door at the end of the year? Well, So since May 10th, he's pitching to a 1.18 ERA. And he has the, him and Scoo Ball in their last, like, 7 starts have the same, basically the same numbers. And Tarek Scoo Ball is amazing. He's the best pitcher in the American League. And Ranger, the fact that it seems like we're just comfortable with letting a guy who can be one of the 10 best pitchers in the National League just walk out of the door, it's tough.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Well, here's the good news. The good news is we don't have to pay him until the end of the year because the concern with him is that he cannot handle the load of a full season. Don't, Jack. He can't handle the load of a full season.
Yeah.
You know, so if, and by the way, this even wouldn't even be a full season. What did he miss, 6 weeks?
Yeah.
Look, if he pitches this way, within reason, obviously.
He's not going to pitch to a...
Yeah.
Yes.
But if he looks like Ranger Suarez all the way through the season, my worry is that you have, what, 6 more years tied up in Bohm. You're paying... Nola.
5 after this.
5 years tied up in Nola.
By the way, Nola officially plays on the 60-day IL today.
It has to be retroactive to when he stopped pitching, I would imagine.
I would think so.
Yeah. You're paying Nola. You're paying Wheeler. And my fear is that there will be a team desperate enough to give Ranger Suarez a contract that you don't want to give him. He's 30 years old, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm just like, let's see at the end of the year.
I think yeah, and they are going to see at the end of the year.
Yeah.
And they're probably, I know I've brought up the idea of, well, what about maybe trading him and try to maximize value with Nola being out for as long as he's going to be out. I don't think you can do that at this point. But yeah, the Rangers thing, and the one part of it is, does the Zach Wheeler ultimatum, does that factor into this of having 2 years left? And then what do you want to do with Lizardo or him? Because Lizardo has a year left after this year. At this point, I you'd probably feel more comfortable paying Ranger. Like Lizardo's, so like Ranger, you have to manage the back, it seems like.
Yes.
Lizardo, you got to manage the arm.
Neither I'm super comfortable managing, by the way.
But Lizardo's 3 years younger.
Yes.
So that's also a factor in all this. And Lizardo can be one of the best pitchers in the National League as well at his best.
Yeah, thankfully they don't have to make this decision now. You know what I'm saying? Like, thankfully, they don't have to make this decision now. But the thing that I would start to move off the table at this point is the idea of trading Ranger at the deadline.
Yeah, it's done.
I think is like a non-starter at this point. Because if he's hurt, then he's not going to be valuable at the deadline. And if he's pitching like this, their offense has been fine this year. Hasn't been great, has been fine. The strength of this team is the starting pitching, and you can't take one of the best starting pitchers off the team and still have that be your strength of your team.
He might be your game two starter.
Yeah.
I mean, at this point, he could be your game two starter. So Ranger just dominant again last night. Now a couple other things. The Matt Schramm situation is really worrisome from the standpoint of they have to keep pitching him in high leverage spots. I know there's a lot of talk last night of like, well, you can stop pitching him in these situations. They don't have a choice. I mean, he's going to have to take down important outs. Now, they can manage a game differently to where it's not Schramm in the ninth or maybe not Schramm in the eighth. But at the same time, like...
Then who is it besides the only one guy we're comfortable with at this point is Kirkring?
Exactly. Yeah. And Kirkring last night, they put him in a situation where he faced the top of the lineup. And they bet on Strom to be able to take down the ninth inning. Worked out, but maybe against a better lineup, it doesn't.
Well, and the scary thing about Strom is I hate to compare him to this. It reminds me of Taiwan in that even in the innings where he is getting out of the inning, everybody's hitting the ball. Like even the broken bat single or whatever, that guy squared that ball up. Like it doesn't seem like there's something going on with him where it doesn't seem like batters are having a problem squaring up the ball on Strom. I'm nervous every time he's out there. I thought they were going to lose last night. I really did because
you do have to start betting against the Phillies. I mean, like I when they're up.
Oh, yeah.
Because sometimes it yields good results.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe I'll do that.
Yeah, it's a good emotional hedge.
Well, I don't think Strom's looked good all year, no. And by the way, it's like the eye test. It's just not there. Whatever he had going on last year, I don't know specifically what it is, but whatever he had going on last year is not there this year.
Well, so one of the things is that his fastball's down a mile and a half. And that pitch is getting smoked. And by the eye, it looks like it's flat and it doesn't have the same deception that it had last year. Like, what makes Matt Strom good is that his 93 looked like 96 because of what he's able to do with manipulating the baseball. Right now, it looks like a flat 92. Yep. And it's getting hit like that. So, again, I would love to say, like, maybe when Alvarado gets back, and Alvarado doesn't have to go pitch in the postseason, they can just wear him out. Maybe that's when you get the Strom Phantom IL.
Oh, I forgot that we'll have Alvarado during the season. We just won't have him during the playoffs.
Yeah.
And so we'll have Alvarado, the last 40 games of the year or so?
About the last month.
Yeah.
Month and change. So maybe that's when they can put Strom on the IL.
Can I ask you, I don't know if anybody's thought of this. Once the playoffs start, assuming the Phillies made it, could you act like you signed some other guy that nobody's ever heard of, put Alvarado in a different jersey, and say that Alvarado's a different guy?
Sure. Everything's on the table.
Just throwing it out there.
But the biggest thing they need to figure out is, like, they need to find someone in between the Kirkering, Romano, Strom thing.
Yep.
Like, they can be under Kirkering, if you want to make Kirkering the closer, which seems like there was telegraphing the other night and then didn't do it last night. But I think they're interested in the idea of Kirkering closing. But getting someone in between Strom, Romano, and Kirkering is just massive. And then, final thing on the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report.
Yeah.
So Fransky last night on the air addressed the Castellanos thing and how it kind of went down between him and Rob Thompson. Here's what he had to say.
18th double of the season for Castellanos, who, of course, was benched yesterday, left out of the lineup, out of the game entirely. After what happened on Monday night, here's a swing and a dribbler that'll go foul up the line. Nick addressed it before batting practice yesterday with the writers, and it was rather brief. said what he had to say. He had already talked to Rob Thompson on multiple occasions, including right after the game Monday night, as well as again on Tuesday. Castellanos did apologize to the manager for what was said and done on Monday night after he was taken out for defense. And Rob Thompson said today that he would not be taking him out tonight as the pitch is fouled away. When asked during his pregame media briefing, he said, would you continue to do that? He said, I'm not going to do it tonight. Pretty emphatically.
I think that was the right choice.
Yeah.
I think like...
And it's good to hear that Castellanos apologized. Like, yes. Like that there was that kind of conversation. He wasn't just cold saying, all right, I'm not talking to you anymore.
Well, and that's why Rob Thompson gave back.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, that's why Rob Thompson said, all right, you know, and I'm sure Castellanos asked, you know, like I'm sure Castellanos wanted to know what the future was. And I also do think that Rob Thompson has set, he has set the line and it, like Nick Castellanos at this point can't be shocked that if in a big game that happens, that it's possible that it could happen in a different game, you know? And I think Rob Thompson setting that precedent now in June, again, doesn't mean he has to do it in every close game, but I think...
And both guys, I think, are going to handle it differently.
Yes.
And better.
Yes. Yeah, I would hope so. I would hope so.
Certainly.
Yeah. All right. Well, we have a big moment coming up next.
We do. Highly anticipated.
On the WIP Afternoon Show. A guy that I smoked in a debate about 3 weeks ago.
That's not what everyone said, though.
Well,
a lot of people said Jolly Cook.
Sometimes people are wrong. You know, sometimes people are wrong. I smoked Jolly in the Daryl Morey debate, but we are bringing Jolly back. Everybody loves Jolly time. We're bringing Jolly back to unveil his top 11. I haven't seen his top 11. Jack, nobody has
no
seen
one's
his top
seen
11.
Top 11, yeah.
Do you want to make any predictions?
So here's my thing, is that there's only one team that's won a championship.
And he says that's the only thing that matters.
That's the only thing that matters. And stats are for losers.
Yes.
Which is, he tried to tweet that the Florida Panthers won a championship and then stats are for losers. You think they didn't use any numbers when building that team?
Of
at
course
all?
They use numbers.
This guy's full of it,
all
man.
Right. Paul Jolovich joins us next for his top 11. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.